Hey, this is Sarah Coleman, and I'm back with the Grands, my grandchildren again, Debbie and Tanya. And this time we listened to Sean's interview, Sean Howard Bay. Now, Sean is, he was 15 years old when he went in for murdering the person that raped his sister. I believe he received a 50-year sentence, and he's pulled 20 years. His interview is on here. Debbie and Tanya, first of all, say hello.
Hi.
Okay, so my grandson Debbie is 11, Tanya is 14. So guys, do you understand or how do you feel, Debbie, about the fact that Sean killed the person that raped his little sister?
I feel
Do you understand why he did what he did?
Yes, because
no one should have laid their hands on his little sister. So what he felt like doing was protecting her. So he went out and did what he did.
What he felt like he had to do, absolutely. Yes.
So what I think is that he murdered the guy because. In his interview, he was saying that he was really protective over his sister.
Absolutely. And you have how many sisters?
Five.
Five sisters. Did you count the ones on Daddy's side, too? Because you got three sisters over there, so you got, what, eight sisters? Mm-hmm. So could you understand how Sean felt like he had to? I don't know that when he went out, I don't know that he intended to kill him. You understand what I'm saying? But do you understand the rage that he felt? The anger that he felt?
If it was me, yes, I would be able to feel the anger that he felt.
Absolutely. Tanya, how do you feel about what Sean did or felt he had to do?
It was his choice for what he did, but I'm not mad with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I was him and that same thing happened, I would have probably done the same.
Absolutely. So, Tanya, so Sean was 15, so he was a year older than you. What do you think it felt like for him going into prison with grown-ups and stuff?
Probably scared and probably, like, didn't know what would have happened to him if he went in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a kid.
He was a kid, absolutely. What do you think, Debbie?
Probably worried, but mostly probably the same thing that Tanya said.
So do you think, so he received, I believe, 50 years. Do you think that was a fair sentence to give him considering he was defending his sister?
No.
Mm-mm.
So what do you think should have happened?
I don't think it was necessary for them to give him.
Any time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I agree. So what about the fact that it's awkward now a little bit between him and his sister? Why do you guys think that is?
Because he murdered someone for his sister, so probably like his sister probably thinks that it's her fault for like what happened.
And it's never the victim's fault for being raped, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So what do you think will help them to express themselves, to talk to each other? What do you think they should do?
Try to forget about the past and then move on so that you guys could feel that they could find a way so that they can communicate more.
Mm-hmm. So Sean is getting ready to come home. What do you think that he's going to need once he comes out here after being gone for so long? What do you think is important from his family once he comes home? What do you think is important in helping him to come home and stay home?
Trying to control himself when he gets too angry, or make sure no one's touching any of his family members.
Well, I don't think it's the fact that he needs to control himself. He wasn't out of control. You understand what I'm saying? He was defending. I'm sure his sister felt helpless for what happened to her. You understand? I'm just saying, what type of support do you think the family needs to do to help him when he gets home, is what I'm saying. What do you guys think? Maybe loving on him?
Yeah.
Giving him a place to stay?
Yes.
Encouraging him?
Yes.
And if you could say something to Sean right now, Debbie, about what he's been through and stuff, what would you say to him? What words would you say to encourage Sean? What would you say, Tati?
It's all right because you did what you did to protect your sister, and there was no other reason behind it, that you wouldn't go around hurting people for no reason.
Absolutely. What would you say to him?
Once you come home, you could just press the reset button and forget about everything that happened, and then you could just enjoy your life from there.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. You think it should? Well, I don't. Well, okay. Well, that's what how you feel. Well, I can tell you guys that I've met Sean, and Sean is a phenomenal person. You understand what I'm saying? And he is like I said, he's the closest thing to me since your father passed. You know, he's like a son to me. You understand what I'm saying? And I love him very much. You guys are going to be able to meet him and whatnot. And he is definitely a wonderful person. So with that being said, so you guys are okay that I advocate for Sean? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So that is their opinion on Sean's case and stuff. So we're 2-for-2. I thank you guys for your time, for listening. And Tanya and Debbie L, I thank you for doing the interview with Grandma.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. So good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.